This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abam. We are continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Yud Aleph. We're up to Siv Ches. HaMishtachave LeBehema. One who bows down to an animal. Samra pasul tzitzis. Its wool is pasul for tzitzis. So don't do that. Please try not to do that. Do not bow down to your animals, because then the wool will be pasul for tzitzis. HaMishtachave LePishta Natua. But someone who bows down to flax that's planted kosher letzitzis, it's kosher for tzitzis. Why? Shahri nishtana. Because the flax will change form. When you bow down to an animal, the wool is the wool is the wool. Even though you shear it, it's the same wool. But if you bow down to flax, and then you process it into linen, there's some kind of change. And then, so therefore we say, it is kosher for tzitzis. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Lamed Hei, Samra, wool. Okay, for those joining, again, the Mechaber said that one who bows down to an animal, the wool is possible for tzitzis, but if someone bows down to flax that's planted, it's kosher for tzitzis. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Samra, after davar nevar eino yasal elo lekarbin avlehed yitchari, even though something which is worshipped is only usher to bring as a sacrifice, but for regular everyday use it's permitted. So why, if you bow down to an animal, is its wool usher? Mikamakam usher lemitzitzitzis. Why? Hol v'tzarchi gavayahu mas klape gavaya. Since tzitzis is a need of the divine, it's a divine use, therefore it is disgusting for a divine purpose. Because it doesn't really change, because its appearance is still present. It still looks like wool. As opposed to if you bow down to flax, which is a tree. Flax is like a tree. When you make it into strings, its original appearance changes. So again, the reason why it's asur, normally nevad is mutter lahedyot. So why is it asur? Because tzitzis is tzarchi gavaya, and for tzarchi gavaya, it's disgusting if it doesn't really change. So wool is not really changing, but when you bow down to pishtan, it really does change when you process it. Puzzle, ayin besimin, tav kuf pei vav b'magen avram sivkadon vav, demasik, delefidas ha-mechaber sham. Look in simin tav kuf pei vav, in the magen avram. He concludes that according to the mechaber there, the psul here by tzitzis, ein erak lechadchila mishum demas, is only lechadchila. Abo diyeved yatsa, b'diyeved yud b'yoytze v'chein kasev agob b'simin zeh, delin diyeved b'machloik yashnuya. Likewise, the Gra says in the Siman that regarding Vidyavid, it would be dependent on a machlokes. Now, Tav Kuf Peivav, by the way, is Hilchos Shofar. You say, well, how did he know that Tav Kuf Peivav is Hilchos Shofar? So I'll tell you a little Rav Yaakov Emden. Rav Yaakov Emden says the gematria of Tav Kuf Peivav is Shofar, and that's why Hilchos Shofar is in Tav Kuf Peivav. Let's see what the Mechaber says over there. But imagine the Mechaber says that a shofar which is nevad b'dieved, you are yoytze. I would say that it's not muchach. The Mechaber says that to use a shofar, which is nevad b'dieved yer yoytze. There's a very big difference, Rabbi said, between a shofar and tzitzis. Tzitzis is a chefza shel mitzvah. A shofar is not a chefza shel mitzvah, because the mitzvah is not to blow the shofar. The mitzvah is to hear the sound of the shofar. So, okay, but that would be an interesting ha'ara. Siv katan lamed zayin letzitzis kasav oilas tamed. The oilas tamed writes that semer shayolah be'isa hashtachava ne'asaras. the wool that's on it when you bow down to the sheep is aser. Certainly what grew after. Because you could say the wool that was there when you bow down, it grew beheter. So maybe that should be mutter. What grows after, it's growing on an animal that is avodah zara. That's what I would have said. The menechia writes the opposite. The mashgadol achar shenavan mutter, what grows after, is permitted. I didn't bow down to that. Ube'emet uve'er heitiv kosev gama tassar v'ken l'kamam b'sim tafresh mam tesef katan hei v'ayin shom b'el yirab v'rim agadam. Now, if you bow down to flax which is planted, then it's kosher l'tzitzis. Says the Mishabura, afil aval l'pishton shunekar, but linen that's already uprooted, oz nasar afil l'hedyoit, then it would be also even to wear as a regular shirt. Kedin avodah zara v'tikrafta, like anything which is avodah zara and it's and what is worshipped. Beinu moyaloi shinoi. Changing doesn't help it. Shekol she'ata mehaya mimena harei kamaya. Whatever you make of it is like it. So that's why we're talking about where it was attached. If it was not attached, then it would be also even lehed yoit. Let's begin if. Tess. By the way, the Bir Halacha says that this Halacha regarding Pishtan that we just said, that if it was disconnected from the ground, it would be Aser, that's only if it belonged to you. But if it belonged to your friend, the Bir Halacha says, Afilo ein bo shinoi klal lo nesa. It wouldn't be Aser even if you didn't do anything to it. Because ein adam oisid over shenishal, you can't ask for something that doesn't belong to you. Even for the sake of the divine, most poiskim say that you can't ask for it. Siftas, yase nekev ba'orech hatalis. You should make a hole in the length of the talis. Loy lamala mishalosh etzbois. Not above 3 fingers. The hainu gudalin, which are thumbs. The hole should not be further than 3 thumbs away from the edge. Because Mimnesha Eina Nikra Kanaf, because then it's not called a corner, then it's on the beged. So that's the distance. It cannot be more than 3 thumbs. V'loy lamata mikashir sheyesh mikesher gudal ad hatzipayren. And not less than the shear that there is from the joint of the thumb until the fingernail. Why? Because mishum shenemar al hakanaf, it has to be on the corner. If it was less than this amount, it would be under the corner. So it has to be less than 3 thumbs from the corner, but it has to be more than from the joint of the thumb to the nail. Now, does that mean the beginning of the nail or the end of the nail? That we have to see. Let us begin Sivkata Lamites. Yaase Nekev. Now, how many holes should the hole have? Probably most people here have 1 hole in their corner. I'm sure you've seen tzitzis that have 2 holes in their corner. Says the Mishabura, Kasa Beis Yosef, after Yesham the Yasa Shnei Nekavim, even though some say you should make 2 holes, Kamait Seire, like it's Seire, Viatal Tzitzis Zog and put the Tzitzis in it, Viyoytzis and Mitzarechad, and bring it out to one side, Ein Lacha Shazai, you don't have to be concerned with that, Vahabala Hachmer Latze, someone who wants to be stringent to make 2 holes, the Chiyoytzibazah, Einoi Min HaMachmirin Ela Min HaMatmiyin, is not from those who are strict, but from those who are. From those who you should question, from those who practice astonishing practices. The Mechsi Kiyura looks like you're a Bal Gaiva. Well, everyone else is one. Yeah, but Ich bin a besser mensch, and I have to have 2. Ad kan l'shaynei. But Ubach calls the Talos Kadun Yasser Shteinukavim. The Bach says on your Talos Kadun you should have 2, because nobody sees that. The Bezel Loi Mechsi Kiyura, there's no Gaiva, Kimin Shener Klau. Then Chen Kasa B'Kavanis, Ariza also says, the writing of Rabbi Chaim Vital also brings that. Shari Zechron Levracha Noah Kain. Amnam Beberke Yosef, the Chida brings Kasav Shehein Ma'arash Shamoirenu Rabbi Chaim Vital Aviv Loi Noah Kain. That the Chida brings that Rabbi Shmuel Vital said that his father Rabbi Chaim Vital didn't have 2. In Poland, people have two strings on their talis katan. Amda medinas hagar, but those Hungarians, uva Ashkenaz ein noyegin kein, v'nar naru pashte. So the first thing is, I'm from Polish descent. I have one hole. What about Lithuanians? We still don't know what they do. You know, Mishnah Berurah was written in Belarus. What do Russians do? What do Lithuanians do? But either practice seems like a valid practice. By the way, when the Mishnah Berurah says Vinara Naru Pashte, does that mean it's a legitimate minhag to have two holes on your talis gadol? I would say no. That's going on talis gadol, you can only have one hole. And if you have two holes, enoy elam and hamatmiyan, the two different minhagim are one hole or two holes on the talis katan. Okay, Rabbi, so we're going to hold it over here. We'll continue tomorrow, Bez Hashem. Great to see everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha, have a great day.
Has Rabbi ever seen a talis gadol with two holes?
I don't remember seeing one, but is it possible that Chabad has two holes on the talis gadol? But I'm not sure.
No, I'm just
really happy. Yeah. Okay, kol tov. Bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.